Yeah, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos. So Shishi of Vayera is a concentrated aliyah about a peace treaty between Avimelech, Avram, and Fichol. Fichol's very presence there as the Sar Tzava indicates that this is a national security matter. Elokim imcha b'chol asher ata oseh, and it's very ambitious, right? It's not just for that generation, but l'unilini, l'unachti, k'chesed asher asis imcha taseim adiv im aretz asher gar taba. Again, another indication that it's not just between Avram and Avimelech as personalities, but v'im ha'aretz asher gar taba, something to do with the land. The Sfarno thinks that Avram kind of retorted at this point, okay, fine, anochi shaveya, but you should understand, you haven't been such a baal chesed to me. In fact, there's, gezeila going on, to which Avimelech retorted, how am I supposed to know about gezeila? You're telling me, the Sfarno says, right, you're telling me that, I'm the melech and the buck stops here, but the buck only stops here if I know about it. You didn't say anything about it. Gamatalo higadatali. And it wasn't as if, people were talking about it, that it was inin meforsam. Vegama nochilo shamati bilti ayom. And the Sfarno thinks that, Avram accepted that idea. I think the problem with that is that if that were really the dialogue, right, that should have taken place before Avram said, anochi shaveya. First, Avram would want to clarify these things and say, okay, fine. So now I'm prepared to move ahead. I see that there was, some kind of a misunderstanding. So I'd like to suggest something else. I don't think Avram ever planned on bringing up the issue of Asher Gazlu Avdei Avimelech. I think Avram was mevater. He had his eyes on bigger prizes, on bigger issues. What Avram gets to at the end of the Aliyah, Ve'ita'ishal bivershava, ve'ikrasham b'shem Hashem kel olam. All right, Sfarno says, based on the Ramban, that this is the idea of God as controlling the universe. He had bigger fish to fry than whose well was what, and not that he was neglecting it, but, Avram, could be Mevater. He could afford to be Mevater because in his mind there were more, important pursuits that he had to be concerned about. Oh. So why did Avram bring up the issue at all? Once he said, Anochi Shaveh, fine, I'm happy to have a peace treaty with you. So why is it, Ve'ochiach Avram is Avimelech al-dos be'er amayim, Asher Gazlu of the Avimelech. This is a point that Chazal make in the context of Lot, Al Natim Riva Beniu Benecho Ben Rayo Ben Recha, cited by Rashi, but I think maybe Chazal found a hint in this section, Parshas Vayira. If Avram's going to be a partner with somebody, Anochi Shaveya, then that person has to have the higher standard of integrity. V'hochiach Avram es Avimelech alodos beramayim, Asher Gazlu Avdei Avimelech. He was just saying, okay, look, now that we're partners, you should know that, people that you're associated with, who now I'm going to be associated with, are Gazlanim. It's actually Meduyak in the Pesukim. Avram doesn't complain, V'ochiach Avram es Avimelech alodos beramayim, Asher Gazlu Avdei Avimelech mimenu, right? Avram doesn't say, you victimized me, right? On the contrary, what Avram says is, Asher Gazlu Avdei Avimelech, I can't be mitzurav to this. So now that we're going to be Bali Bris, right? Your people have to abide by my standards. Otherwise, I really can't be involved in this, right? And so the idea, I think, is that Avram is setting a precedent for all of us, Abin Inav, Tarte Mashma. What Avram is really suggesting is that you enter into a relationship with somebody, so that person's associations now become your associations. And the halachic approach to integrity is midvar sheker tirchak. It's not just that you can't tell a lie yourself, but as the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed explicates through many, many, many different examples, the point really is that you can't be mitzuraf in any way to things that give the impression of dishonesty, the idea of mechsi kishikra. So this is, manifestly the point that Avram has to make to Avimelech and to, bring him on board with a certain, ethos, a certain code. You might be here for national security reasons, and that's fine and good, and I'm happy to make that treaty with you, but my association with you has to be reflective of a certain standard of personal integrity.